Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're looking at, you know, a particularly nasty side of social interaction. We all swim in a sea of humanity. We share this journey of life with people, friends, family, colleagues, and the broader community, the organisations that we're involved with. And the social interactions that we have can be incredibly beneficial. Studies have found that they can be incredibly beneficial to boosting senses of mental health, of physical and mental and emotional well-being when we have positive social interactions. And therefore, also, it's just as true that when we have negative social interactions, it has just as much of an impact on our journey through life, on how we travel. One area where we can have particularly negative social interactions is where power and influence and control come in the form of bullying. And this can happen in any social context, but it's particularly common in things like schools, in organizations, in workplaces, and groups of individuals where there is a vested interest in using some form of power and influence, and that's where the bullying behavior comes from. Interestingly, and really, really refreshingly, we're at a point now where more people in the community are actually talking about this than ever before, and the whole community is actually starting to address it. All sorts of schools and organizations are getting together, doing activities to promote social inclusion, harmony, and social respect, and actually undercut the influence of bullying in our world. So until we get to that, I've got some tips for how you might be able to support someone that you know who may be the unfortunate victim of bullying behavior. So my first tip, and I think it really is the biggest one, is to believe them. Whenever someone is brave enough to actually speak about their experiences, it takes a huge amount of courage, and it's an incredibly vulnerable time. And so it's really, really important that we actually believe what we hear, and we take it really, really seriously, because unfortunately, where people take that really brave step, be vulnerable and talk about what's happening, and they're dismissed, it actually ramps up the amount of distress and the impact of that behavior. They feel even more powerless and even more distressed as a result of that. My second tip is to kind of keep the communication lines open as much as possible. Don't have this as just one conversation. Keep coming back, checking in, allowing that person to feel the support that you can provide, and know that there's an open door that they can talk about this whenever they need to, because that's really, really important for them to know that they're not alone and that there's a supportive ear. Because it's that support that you can provide that actually allows them to explore what some of the options and available avenues might be. In a school system, there may be bullying policies, there may be really, really clear steps that you can take and you can encourage your loved one to take in order to address the behavior. You know, in other contexts, it may be more about allowing them the opportunity to bounce ideas off and do some of their own problem solving for how they may address, you know, what's happening or just cope with it. Continuing to provide support for them through this process is really, really important as well. It's unlikely that in the incidence of bullying, which is targeted and very premeditated, that the behavior will stop after one incident, and that one conversation will be enough. This may be something that goes on for a little bit of time. So making a bit of a commitment to be able to continue your support is really, really important as well. And the last thing is to kind of encourage them, and this may be a really, really helpful thing that you can do is to lead the charge in encouraging them to keep up all of the other positive resilience building activities that they're doing, exercising, positive social contact, being around loving and caring people, because it's these things that will actually help to feed and allow that person to keep coping and to remain resilient despite the difficulty that they're experiencing. The last thing you can do, and I've got a couple of different websites to look at. The first one is bullyingnoway.gov.au. A lot of information and resources and tips there for how you can support particularly young people through that process. And for teenagers, there's an organization called Reach Out who do incredible work. There's a lot of information that your teen can access as well for themselves in how to, you know, survive incidences of bullying, know what bullying is, and also to support others. So, and also I think it's really, really important for all of us to keep checking in with our own behavior and to be ensuring that we're not inadvertently wielding our power and dominance over anyone inadvertently. Because we can also be doing this, you know, sometimes we can be inadvertently bullying people. So that's really, really important. And again, I think it's really, really important as well that we all have a role to play in standing up to bullying. So if you witness any bullying behavior, there's some things that you can do which will help to show that person that that behavior is not appropriate and that you stand with the victim and that they're not alone. But we'll look at that another time on Mind Games.